So thank you for coming back to watch Silverlight TV, everybody. And today I've got a special guest on. It's Mike Downey. Worked for Microsoft. He's a principal evangelist with our team in DPE, Developer Platform Evangelism. And Mike, today you're going to talk about...
I'm going to talk about my background with Flash. I actually came from the Flash world. And
That's a dirty word. We can't say that, right?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm just talk a little bit about how the technologies compare, what I'm excited about now working on Silverlight, just a little bit of that background. Talk a little bit about how the technologies compare and you know, how I think Silverlight is really advantageous for certain types of applications out there.
And for our edification, you worked with Flash for many, many years. How many years were you?
Yeah, I started at Macromedia in 2000, and I started working on a product called Dreamweaver UltraDev, which was a visual authoring tool for building data-driven websites, ASP, JSP, and ColdFusion. I was an evangelist for that. And then after about a year, I got really hooked on Flash and moved right into that. So 9 years. I just left early last year.
Wow, wow. And now you've come over to working with Silverlight. It was 3 at the time, and now with Silverlight 4 beta.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we had just released Silverlight 3. I went to MiX09. I wasn't an employee yet. I got really excited about what was shown there. To me, that was kind of a turning point for Silverlight. That was where I started to realize, wow, the Microsoft team is really really focused on winning this one. So I was really blown away at MiX. And then a lot of the work that I was doing at the time was consulting, vendor strategy consulting and IT consulting. And
gotcha.
And a lot of the groups that I was talking to were asking me about what I thought, based on my background, about Flash versus Silverlight, the Microsoft platform. After I went to MiX, I got really excited and I started digging more into the Microsoft platform and understanding the technologies better. And I started to get really excited about what was going on and really the direction that Silverlight and the platform were going in. So I started advising more of my clients on really taking it very seriously. And ultimately that led me to working at Microsoft. So
that's a good thing. I'm glad to have you on here.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, what were some of the key things that you saw at MiX that in Silverlight 3 specifically that you felt were compelling enough to make you consider the switch?
Yeah, so it goes back to, you know, like I guess I worked on Flash for you know, almost 9 years. And I was obviously very passionate about it and really, you know, understood the technology and had a lot invested in making it successful. And, you know, so in that process, of course, when Silverlight was first announced as a competitive technology, mm-hmm. As a product manager, I had to really learn a lot about it and see where it was going and see what kind of a threat it was to my business. And I think up until MiX09 with Silverlight 1 and 2, myself and my colleagues weren't really sure how serious Microsoft was about it. It looked like a great technology. I think particularly the stuff that really got innovated, you know, with WPF early on around XAML and C#, and all of that, you know, that was very attractive, especially for building rich internet applications. But I think up until MiX09, we weren't really sure if it was something that Microsoft was really heavily focused on and wanted to really succeed. You know, 'cause there's always the question of, well, Microsoft's first priority is Windows, and so a cross-platform plug-in, right. Is that really going to be a long-term investment for Microsoft? And when I went to MiX09, that's where it really sunk in that this is something that Microsoft's very serious about. You could tell through the innovations and the feature sets and the momentum through customers and partners that Microsoft had been working with that... that the company was making a big investment and had a long-term view for this, and were committed to keeping this, a cross-platform technology, you know, focused on rich internet applications and rich media. So that's when I started to really think, okay, this is going to be around. Microsoft's taking this seriously, and that, you know, that led into further interest, and like I said, that ultimately made me realize that there's a very promising future for Silverlight.
Now, I've been a .NET developer for, I was going to say, my whole life, which is not true. But since .NET has been around, right. And with other incarnations, and I was into the VB6, VB5, all those kind of Microsoft technologies for years, so I've never gotten into Flash. So tell us, what are the comparisons in Flash to Silverlight? I hear of things like Flex and Air. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, so, you know, I think, you know, we're developers... I think we probably identify ourselves as developers, not as Silverlight developers or Flash developers or whatever. Like, you really want to, you know, you build web apps, you build applications, and so you want to be familiar with all the different technologies and really understand how they stack up and the relative merits of each of them. So when today, when I'm out talking for Microsoft and, you know, speaking at user groups and seminars and things like that, I like to help set the record straight on in the world of Silverlight. Of course, the closest competitor is Flash, and how those technologies compare. So, you know, to answer your question, I think the first thing you want to do is look at the runtimes, right? So, you know, Silverlight is a runtime. It's a plugin for a browser. It enables, you know, your browser and your computer to do things it otherwise couldn't do.
Right.
That's the simplest way to really explain it.
Exactly.
So is the Flash player. So the Flash player and the Silverlight runtime are very, very similar in what they're intended to do. They're both browser plugins. They both enable certain functionality. Core functionality is very similar. You know, what you would want to build with Flash would be very similar to what you would want to build with Silverlight in most cases, with, you know, certain variations on that. So really, those are the two products that are very similar. And then if you go down a level from that, you have things like developer frameworks. So obviously at Microsoft, we have the .NET framework. That's all of our components. That's our data management, our layout management. All of that stuff is through that framework. On the Flash world, they have a framework called Flex. So Flex and .NET are really, I think, your closest comparison.
Gotcha.
Now, they're very different. They do different things. They have different capabilities and all of that. But those are the developer frameworks. In the Flash world, you can build applications, content, rich media without using the Flex framework. You just basically do it all manually.
Right.
But that means things like, you know, if you want to have a text field with a scroll bar on it, you've got to write your own scroll bar. You've got to create the up arrow, the down arrow, you know, all of that stuff. So those are the types of things that the framework does for you. Simplifies that.
And how do those frameworks compare? I mean, .NET framework I'm very familiar with, but in the Flex framework, what are the pros and cons of why you'd want to go?
Yeah, so I mean, the .NET framework is much more extensive, right? And it's on purpose, it's intended for building everything from really powerful desktop native applications down to what you can build in Silverlight, right? The subset of that. And if you look at Flex, it's really a component framework. It's a package of components that all work together pretty nicely, very similar to .NET. Not quite as vast. You don't have quite as many components and options and flexibility for working with it. I mean, it's an older .NET is an older framework. It's a little bit more mature, and it's intended to address more use cases. Flex is specifically focused on RIAs in the browser.
So if I'm building a business application for a website, we'd use Flash or Silverlight as the runtime.
Right.
But you would look at either Flex or as .NET.
So .NET,
what features
it
offers to build that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's the main difference. Flex is open source. It's going in, it's in public beta for its fourth version right now. And it's built on top of Java on the back end. As far as, you know, integrating with your back end, it primarily relies on web services. And they also have a proprietary binary protocol for data communications.
Gotcha.
And that's built into a commercial server that they ship.
Sure. So something similar to what we could do with WCF or
exactly.
other kinds of.
Yeah. So a lot of similarities there. The other area that I think is worth kind of talking about in comparing the technologies is Adobe Air, which is a desktop runtime for basically using web technologies to build desktop applications. And now with Silverlight 3 and Silverlight 4, we have something we call Silverlight out of browser, which is really a competitor now to Adobe Air. So you would compare Silverlight 4 or Silverlight 3 out of browser applications to Adobe Air applications. The main differences between the two technology stacks are that in Microsoft's case, we use the same plugin to power the desktop application, Silverlight 4 out of browser, for example. It's one runtime. So you install Silverlight once, and that enables you to run either in browser or on the desktop.
And Air, it looks like when you, I've used Air through Twitter applications.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So when I install those, it looks like there's a second install.
Yeah. So in the world of Flash, what we did was took the Flash player and we combined it with WebKit, an HTML rendering engine.
Okay.
And basically wrote a wrapper around that, include things like SQLite, and then a layer of APIs that are basically desktop APIs. So access to the file system, native windowing, system notifications, things like that. So So with Air, you have a separate install. It's a completely separate runtime than the Flash player running the browser.
Right.
It has its own Flash player instance, basically. So that's the main difference. You've got a with Air, you've got the file size is over 12 megabytes, and it ranges up to about 20 megabytes in size to install the runtime.
Wow.
Versus with Silverlight, you've got just the small Silverlight plugin that, when running in an out-of-browser instance, gives you, now with version 4, almost all the same capabilities of Adobe Air, but you've got it all in a smaller single-player instance instead of having to install a separate runtime for Air.
And that's under 5 meg still, isn't
yeah.
it? Yes.
So that's a big difference. So today, and I worked on Air. I was one of the first product managers for Air, and I think it's a great product and technology, but I think if you compare Silverlight 4 out-of-browser to Air 2, it's just a very, very compelling difference. I think Silverlight 4 is a much better way to do what Air is trying to do.
Great.
So I think that's a big one right there.
I know a lot of the interest that I get from partners, customers, and community members, one of the biggest features they like the most, and I call it a feature, but the out-of-browser, it's really more than a feature. There is several aspects that go into it, obviously.
It's got its own features.
Yeah, it's got its own subset.
Yeah, it's like two products in one.
But the
really.
Great thing is if you want to build an out-of-browser app versus an in-browser application, you don't have to learn different technologies. You don't have to do different installs.
Yeah,
it's a flipping of a switch.
Yeah.
You've got to account for different things, obviously, because you could be disconnected on the desktop. But it's not too difficult to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great...
So that works out nicely. I mean, it's a great comparison if you look at the two of them. I always tell people, you know, do your own testing, your own examination, evaluation of the products. You know, don't take an evangelist's word for it. I'll tell you why Silverlight is great.
Exactly.
But take your own time to compare the technologies. But I think, you know, in short, the work, you know, the background that I have with Flash and what Adobe's doing, you know, they do great, they build great technology. It is great technology. I am really excited about where Microsoft is going with Silverlight. And I think the fact that it had the luxury of being designed and developed, you know, within the last few years versus, you know, Flash has grown for the last, I think, almost 15 years, and it's defined its own industry, but there are certain limitations to that. There's certain things that, you now can't go back and change the way things were designed in a lot of cases.
Right.
So Silverlight is really designed for modern-day development, and because of that, it has a variety of capabilities and advantages that you just don't have in the Flash world.
Exactly. And you mentioned some of the great compelling stories coming out at Silverlight. You've worked on a few of these recently.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've had the opportunity to work on a few fun projects. My team gives me kind of a hard time because the first project I got asked to work on was the website for the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Ah.
So that was my hazing of coming to Microsoft was getting to work on that.
So you
project,
got the bottom of the barrel.
Terrible project to be involved on. So anyways, we had a lot of fun with that. I engaged with a traditional Flash shop, actually, a company called Big Spaceship. It's a really high-end interactive design shop. Mm-hmm. And they had never done any Silverlight work before. And this is the best part of the whole project. We, you know, they were friends of mine. I'd known them for years. I called them up and said, "Hey, would you guys like to try, you know, Silverlight? You know, do a project." So they partnered with Victoria's Secret to do the work, and we basically spent a week. In fact, it's about 3 days. We brought in a trainer from a local training agency and sat down with five of their team members, designers and developers. Got them up to speed on Blend, C Sharp, and XAML, and .NET.
These people hadn't done any .NET.
They'd never touched it before,
wow.
Never written a line of C Sharp, never used Visual Studio before, never used Blend. And literally, and this almost sounds too good to be true, it sounds like an infomercial or something, but literally, in a week, they were up and running and ready to go. Wow. Now, they had to continue to learn as they went, but you know, their developers, the first feedback I got was, wow, Visual Studio is awesome. Because they'd been using, you know, plain text editors and Eclipse for a long time.
I've heard
that.
It's not so much the difference between the technologies as it is the tooling sometimes.
They love Visual Studio. Yeah. So I kept, and C Sharp, really. The combination of the language and the IDE, they're very excited about.
And that project was very successful, right?
Yeah. It took a few weeks to build. It was about an 8-week project in total. They got the site up and running, and it was a very heavy use of video. The URL is vsallaccess.com.
Great.
You can click on the fashion show. The site, the show's over now. It was in December, but the site will be up for another month or so. So if you want to go check it out, you can go do that.
I'll put the link up on the page for this.
Yeah, yeah. And then my team's also been working with the NFL and NBC. So Sunday Night Football, which is now I think just about over. The season's about over.
Yes.
Yeah. So every Sunday night, you could go watch the game for free in high definition, and you could actually take control of the camera angles and switch between camera right. angles in real time, which
is just
awesome.
And that's something I want to get you on for Return Visit for, to talk about how that works
with
the
that'd
media
be great.
Framework.
That'd yeah.
be fantastic.
Yeah, love to
well,
do
Mike,
that.
Mike, thank you. That's all the time we've got for now, but thank you very much for coming on and talking about this. I learned a lot, I know. I'm not a Flash expert by any means. Hopefully we can get you on for the future shows.
Love to.
Just want to mention everybody, Silverlight TV, if you have any questions, comments about future guests, please follow us on Twitter at Silverlight TV. And you can send in any requests, comments, or suggestions for anybody else you want to get on the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay.